And Tatum steals it away. First turnover for the Vixens. Back down the court. It is going to be Celeste Jimenez controls. And will back it out near center court. Plays it between the rings. Passes out to Bailey O'Connor. O'Connor to Duran in the left wing. Back out top of the arc. Kenna McNeil. A little crossover move. Gets a screen to O'Connor. They'll throw it out to Duran. Puts up the three. It is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound is made by Rice. Back up and in. Good. Madison Rice scores the opening bucket of the ball game.
Fort Sumner, a lot bigger physical team. Tatum will have to be quick just like Rice was on that rebound.
Nice move there for your Lady Coyotes as Chris controls into the front court for the Vixens. She'll get it back out near center court to Torres, who will control. Torres starts a drive on the left side. She'll pick up her dribble at the free throw line, have to throw it out. A bad pass, and that one is going to go out of bounds, intended for Paredes, and that is quickly two turnovers for Fort Sumner. Let's see if Tatum can capitalize.
Should be noted, Tatum does have an experience factor, as you mentioned in the pregame. Five seniors, only two for this Vixen squad.
As Duran will inbound it to Celeste Jimenez, they are running mates almost all the time. To Kenna McNeil, wide open left wing for three, and bang! Kenna McNeil drains the tray, and Tatum quickly up 5-0. We're a minute 15 into this one. Pass into the front court comes the Vixens, and a foul going to be called on Stone as she drove in on Kenna McNeil. And actually, they're going to whistle that one, not on Kenna.
Usually, officials are going to let that go. If a player tries to drive through two defenders, she's at her own peril. But they go ahead and call the foul on the Coyotes on that.
Going to call it on Jimenez. First personal, first team foul as the inbound comes to Torres. Torres takes it to the left wing and will hand it off. That'll be Wilton. She will control. Handing off, going into the paint, putting up a wild shot. Rolls around the rim, rolls and rolls and rolls. Pardon me, that was Stone. Those darn black numbers. And now Fort Sumner is on the board. 5-2 the score, 6:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Kenna McNeil controls top of the arc. Loses the basketball, corrals it up, takes it back out between the arc. She drives in on Paredes. Now she picks up her dribble in trouble, needs some help, and a travel call. She picked up the pivot foot, I guess. And so that'll be turnover number one on the Lady Coyotes, but nobody came back to help after she picked up the dribble, tie.
Yeah, plus TJ, very aggressive D on the perimeter by the Vixens, really getting the face of the guards and making it hard to get passes inside.
Fastball thrown down to Torres. She can't handle it. It goes out of bounds and back over to the Lady Coyotes. Good pressure there across the court, and O'Connor staying right with Torres step for step and forcing the third turnover of the ball game.
Yeah, Vixens look very out of sorts at this point, and of course the Coyotes definitely want to keep adding points on the scoreboard. This is going to be a physical affair.
5-2, Tatum in the lead, 2 minutes gone here in the first as the inbound will come to Jimenez at center court. She'll get it to McNeil in the left wing. Now she works it out back towards the middle of the court to Madison Rice. Feeding it into Duran. Takes it to the free throw line. Kick out to O'Connor. Thinks about the three. Now goes into the lane. Puts up a wild shot, but she's fouled. She'll head to the line for two.
Quick first step there by O'Connor. She put her shoulder down and went hard down that paint.
Foul going to be whistled on number 22, Claudia Torres. Her first personal and the first team foul called against Fort Sumner. So at the line, it'll be Bailey O'Connor. Tatum a little bit hot and cold from the charity stripe in that quarterfinal game. So O'Connor at the line, and she bangs through the first one.
Yes, they were 12 for 25, a little less than 50% from the line against Mora.
But O'Connor gets the first one here, and the second is on the way. It is no good, and the rebound is going to be controlled. That is Torres, 6-2, Tatum up by four. 5:47 to go in the first. Fort Sumner into the front court with Paredes. Give it off. Paredes will keep it herself. She thought about handing it off, but decided she'd take it herself. Now to Christ in the right wing. Thinks about the WNBA three. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Coming back and coming over to help her out is Christ. They'll get it back out to center court with Stone. Stone controls there as Jimenez comes out to guard. Little spin move. She goes into the wing. Loses the basketball off of her foot, but Christ corrals it back up between the rings.
Don't you just love those long ponytails swishing on the numbers, too?
Yeah, because you really can't tell who is who sometimes. As Torres will control, takes it to the top of the arc, but good defense for the Lady Coyotes, and a foul, nope, a travel going to be called on Fort Sumner, their fourth turnover of the ballgame. Tough defense for the Lady Cats are forcing Fort Sumner into the early mistakes. Now the Lady Coyotes need to capitalize.
Yeah, Fort Sumner can't get any looks into the paint. That's really hurt him at this point.
And Fort Sumner does have the size advantage, so a good job by the Lady Coyotes keeping them out as Jimenez controls, running the point for the Lady Cats against tight man defense. She'll take it herself, goes into the right wing and puts it up as she drives in, and a charge going to be called on Jimenez. Wow! Wow, wow, wow. Jimenez, her second personal, and that'll be the second turnover on the Lady Coyotes.
Yeah, when you take it to the basket, you got to have your eyes up just a bit to see what's coming ahead in the traffic, and that time two defenders waiting for.
So the score 6-2 still is the fastball down the court. It'll get to Torres, but quickly back is O'Connor. Bailey doing a nice job in defense. They'll give it to Chris. She'll take it to the top of the arc. Picks up her dribble. Now she'll toss it in to Paredes at the free throw line. Torres now controls to Paredes. Back to Torres, working the left wing. Into the corner, Chris for three. It is up and in and out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Jimenez. Celeste will get that one. That is her first. Needs it forward to Kenna McNeil from 17. It is off the back of the iron. No good. And the rebound brought down by Paredes, her first. Not sure Kenna should have taken that shot. May should have waited for reinforcement. As Chris comes down, gives it off to Paredes. High shot off the glass. No good. And the rebound is going to be brought down by O'Connor. Bailey will keep it herself and take it into the front court. 2 minutes in the left wing. She'll pop a shot for three, and it is off the back of the iron and goes up over the backboard. So it'll be Fort Sumner basketball.
I think Tatum needs to kind of come back a little bit on those three-pointers and start feeding it, take some more runs down the lane there, because the last few three shots, nobody in position for rebounds on that board.